Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years. And the Subaru A Lot to Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Oh, boy, my goodness. It's like a whole chorus. I'm going to start with this story. I will say this. Yuzi and I reached out to Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind in case he wants to rebut this. Jimmy Eat World, their drummer, has some stuff to say about Stephen Jenkins.
Okay.
I called him an effing creepy douchebag and then said, I feel so much better now. I guess they co-headlined a tour. And this guy, Zach Lind, he's the Jimmy Eat World drummer. He wrote, Stephen Jenkins is such an effing creepy douchebag. I feel so much better now. And shared a photo of the band's backstage guidelines with an LOL attached to it. So it's a photo. It's like a memo that got sent out to security, I guess, maybe at each tour stop. And it says, the members of Third Eye Blind will not be wearing laminates. Please learn their faces so they are granted entrance to all areas of the venue. But please also be diligent in making sure they're the only people allowed entrance backstage without laminates. And then it's a picture of the five guys in the band. Lind, the drummer for Jimmy Eat World, says, just the way these photos are arranged tells you all you need to know about that operation. I genuinely feel bad for anyone stepping in to defend this dude when they have no idea what they're defending. My assessment of the man here is extravagantly generous. He also said, and for those saying I should have said my piece in person, A, you don't know I didn't, and B, you're coming to the defense of someone who literally redrafted his band's recording contract for his own benefit on the eve of the signing and didn't tell his bandmates until years later.
That's bad.
I know.
Crunch. Did that happen?
I do not know. What do I know of
that? He's not with a major label anymore.
Yeah, well, he's also not with most of his bands anymore.
Can you repeat that again? What he said the night of blah, blah, blah.
Okay, let's see. So he's sort of defending his thoughts on Stephen Jenkins. Mm-hmm. Jenkins. He says, you're coming to the defense of someone who literally redrafted his band's recording contract for his own benefit on the eve of the signing and didn't tell his bandmates until years later.
Yikes.
I know. So we reached out to Stephen this morning, and if he wants to come on the show, he certainly can. See if he has anything to say about that. Okay, there's that. So, Conor McGregor.
Okay.
He's a tough guy.
UFC champ. Yeah. Also the guy who fought Floyd.
Yeah.
As a boxer.
Yeah.
Like, dropped the whole multi-dimensional ultimate fighting thing.
Has some anger management problems, too.
You'd expect
beat
that.
Beat up a bus with a chair. And
right. Or a dolly. Was it a dolly?
Oh, yeah. It was a dolly. Yeah. And he just punched an old guy in the head. And that was caught on tape, so that's fun. I will say that. So he's in an Irish bar, and I guess he's got his
own. You will say the old guy deserved it.
No, I will say the old guy holds his own. Like, he's an old dude, and a punch, a hard left from Conor, and the guy just sort of rocks and stays on his stool. Those Irish people are very tough. So Conor McGregor has his own whiskey, apparently. It's called Proper 12.
I've seen it on the side of panel trucks.
Oh, have you?
On Embarcadero.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just a picture of him, and it's an ad, basically.
Right. So I don't know the history of this or if this is like some brand new thing, but this is his whiskey, and I guess he walked into an Irish bar with a bunch of friends and lined up cups on the bar and was like, everyone gets a shot. And he fills them up, and he puts one of the cups in front of the old guy. And the old guy says, no, I don't want any of that. And he puts it in front of him again. The guy's like, no, I don't want any of that. So you think it's going to get left at that. Connor downs his shot. And then he unexpectedly, this is a quote from TMZ, unexpectedly threw his notorious left fist and decked the old man who rejected the shot. Two people immediately grabbed him and pulled him out of the bar. The violence was reported to cops who announced... this happened, by the way, a couple months ago.
Isn't it awful?
It's awful.
The poor man is just sitting there chatting with his fellows, and McGregor is just such a hothead.
Oh, so here's the video.
Right here. Yeah, I'm watching it.
Bow. He didn't hit him that... He shouldn't have touched him.
It's an older man.
Yeah. I know, but he didn't deck him like you're saying. I thought he, like...
Can I see it?
He gave him... But he shouldn't have touched him.
Oh, that's the dude's head whips. I mean, you're right. He shouldn't have touched him at all. But damn, he hits him. Oh,
I mean, those hands are deadly weapons, right?
Right.
I mean,
meanwhile, honest to God, the guy rocks back, comes forward, and just almost just resumes life as normal. Doesn't stand up, doesn't get in the guy's face. He's just like, F you.
You want to know what's funny? Every time Connor puts that glass in front of him, the guy pushes the glass away, disgusted. Like, I don't want that. I don't want
maybe
that.
Maybe he's tried it already. He's like,
yeah,
no,
maybe
thanks.
He doesn't want your crappy whiskey or $20 whiskey. Or maybe he doesn't drink shots.
Yeah.
Whatever the reason.
Maybe
he's
sober,
to say no, right?
You say no exactly. to something and not have someone punch you in the head.
Yes.
So he punches this guy. Two people grab him and pull him out of the bar. This happened back in April. They say it was reported to cops. They had announced back in April that they'd be opening an investigation, but it's unclear if it's still active. There's no reports that Connor was ever charged, even though cops have seen this video. It's just the latest evidence of this dude just losing. I mean, he just...
I mean, this is, the fifth one we know of.
Right.
How many more are there?
Well, he's
there?
A guy who's made a ton of dough. So what he's doing is giving his money away while also acting like a complete douchebag out in the public. But these guys should all sue him.
Absolutely.
And get a piece of that pie.
Right.
He's worth estimate about $110 million.
Well, even if just to let him know that he can't run around doing that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not into lawsuits, but if that guy punched me while I was sitting there minding my own business, I would sue him.
Yeah.
All right, I'm watching. What am I looking at here?
He rejects that cup. You see him?
Oh, he just so puts it. He
puts it. He puts it aside.
Get it.
I don't want
out
that.
Of here. I don't
puts
want
it back. Connor puts it back. He moves it aside again.
Connor's mad. Downs his drink and pops him one. God, what a jerk.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, he just needs everyone to pay attention to him and give him the guy just doesn't give him the time of day, and he does not like that. He seems like a delight, doesn't he?
Ugh.
That's well said, Yuzette.
Right.
What a douche.
Ugh. So once in a while on Fallon's show, The Tonight Show, they do this thing called the Musical Impressions Generator. And I've played you this before with Ariana Grande, where they'll, like, spin one wheel, and it's a bunch of artists, and they spin another wheel, and it's a bunch of different songs. And then it lands on, you know, this artist and this song, and you have to sing this song in the style of this artist.
Oh, right.
So Alicia Cara was on there last night.
Who?
And the Scars to Your Beautiful Face. We play her all the time.
All right.
She's got a couple songs. So what's that?
Who? I just said who. I just thought it was funny.
this girl.
Yeah.
So she's a guest, and they start doing the musical impressions generator. Which parts did you grab for me, Brittany?
I grabbed the two that you have there.
Okay,
the
so
main two.
Oh, so one from Jimmy and one from her?
No, one both from
both
her.
Both from her. Okay, because the Jimmy ones are, you know, it's just Jimmy. So this first one, should I say who it is, or should I let Vinny try to guess who the artist is?
He's gonna see the wheel. Oh,
I don't need to look.
Okay, yeah, you don't have to look.
Don't look.
Let me just jump ahead then.
All right. So we'll see if you can guess who it is.
Curtis.
So it's Halsey, but I don't know who. Well, I don't know that song.
It's Pop Goes the Weasel, but it's
Billie Eilish.
Yeah, she's trying to do Billie Eilish.
Oh,
I know, but I agree with you. Her voice is raspy enough to be Halsey for sure. All right, let me hear the next one.
Let me make sure I don't have the name in there.
Pop Goes the Weasel.
I know.
That's a song.
Yeah.
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Right, that's the only part I know. Like
the way the money goes, pop.
All right.
Here's Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
Okay.
All right.
I know who it is.
It's funny because the band is totally playing.
Right.
The girl. Well,
it's the Bouffant girl who's passed away now.
It is. It's Amy Winehouse.
Oh, I thought it was Meghan Trainor. Huh.
That is so fun.
I know. It's super adorable. It's, I will say that Jimmy is, he's very charming. And yes. One of the most fun things about his show is that he does get celebrities to get out of their comfort zone with these dumb games
right.
that he plays. Like the egg smash challenge is so damn funny. There's like 8 hard-boiled eggs and 3 raw eggs. Uh-huh. And you select an egg and then you smash it on your forehead and whoever, and you hope to not be the first person to smash the raw egg onto your face.
You know, it was a cute talk show that just started maybe last week or 2 weeks is David Spade.
Oh.
It comes on
right.
like 11:35 or something like that.
It's a Comedy Central thing. It follows the Daily Show.
He's just so, I just find him charming.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I always thought he should do a show like that because when he was on SNL, he used to do that Hollywood Minute.
Mm-hmm.
He would go on the Weekend Update and just do this quick little roundup. And I thought, oh my God, it was like kind of biting, but. He did such a good job with it. I was glad to see that he did this. I have not watched that yet. Yeah. I need to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta set up my TiVo for it.
He's the second person I ever interviewed. It was back in 2001.
Oh, David Spade?
Yeah, we were all together.
Was he nice?
Well, I just remember he kept calling Sarah and Vinny fools because I kept telling him about my show or our show. And
there it is,
everyone. That is telling, isn't it?
There it is.
And every time he kept saying those fools, like Yuzette would just burst out laughing. I just remember that in 2001. Sarah and Vinny, those fools.
It's like he already knew us.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's it. I'm out, completely out of time. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Well, this parent tries to discipline their kid, and then technology does them in.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you the story after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are looking for fall interns. That's what we're doing. And if you can be one, if you're over 18, get college credit, we'd love to have you. Send an email with a cover letter and a resume to usette@radioalice.com. Come be a part of the team.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Home mortgage rates are down. Lock in a low rate today at Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. Here's what's happening. It is hotter than a huckabuck.
Oh, my God. You are not kidding.
So records were broken. It'll continue to be hot again today in the East Bay, as high as 108.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
South
goodness.
Bay up to 100. Peninsula could see 97. Out the coastway, at least in the northern part of the Bay Area, up into the 90s, high 70s, down south towards the beach. And the Central Valley could be as high as 110.
It's
unlivable.
That is hot.
It's one more super hot day. Actually, it looks like it may also still be pretty hot tomorrow, just less so.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, supposedly the fog rolls in tonight, so it'll take the edge off of it. And then I heard again next week another heat wave.
Oh, wow.
Oh, summer.
Vinny, we posted up at the Alice Facebook page a list of all the cooling centers around the Bay Area.
Oh, good. Okay.
They're everywhere.
So they go to radioalice.com for that?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You need a little break. If Gam Gam needs a little relief. Sometimes it's the oldest among us that suffer the most.
Yeah, watch out for your old people. Yep. Don't leave your kids in the car.
Oh,
don't leave
Jesus.
Your animals in the car.
Oh. Do we have to tell you this anymore?
Apparently we do.
An autopsy has found that financier and child rapist, allegedly, Jeffrey Epstein, sustained multiple breaks in his neck bones, according to two people familiar with the findings. So the mystery around his death.
Yeah, so what does that mean?
Well, so what they're saying here is among the broken bones in his neck was the hyoid bone, which in men is near the Adam's apple. Such breaks can occur in those who hang themselves, which is what initially they said he did.
Was there someplace high enough that he could have had that kind of drop to...
It happens all the time. I mean, they could do it in the bars, put it up in the bars up there, and then just sort of on your knees.
I guess.
Do it.
See, I thought there had to be a serious snap to break the bones in your neck, though.
According to, well, if you have enough weight, I imagine, and you're hanging.
Right.
Plus, he was an older man, and they say it's easier for older people. Your brain, your bones break.
Oh.
But they also say that it's more common in victims of strangulation.
Mm-hmm. Is that so?
That is so.
Specifically that hyoid bone?
Uh-huh. Mm. The details are the first findings to emerge from the autopsy. A convicted sex offender and multimillionaire in federal custody on charges of sex trafficking. So this is the guy that died early Saturday morning in jail. He'd been on, should have been on suicide watch because he'd already tried to take himself out.
And they were supposed to be checking him every 30 minutes.
And now they're saying the records had been falsified. Right. They didn't have enough people to do those kind of checks. All this stuff's coming out about that.
There was like video of the dude sleeping.
Was there?
Of the security guard, something like that.
Oh, I didn't see that. Ugh.
I know. You know, there was another weird story about Jeffrey Epstein this morning, like that he had a painting of Bill Clinton in his house wearing a dress and heels.
Yeah, I read that.
Well,
that's that?
One of the reasons that the conspiracy is out there that he was murdered is because he had so many powerful friends.
Right. And so much dirt
on
them.
And right. And we discussed this earlier. There are a lot of people, specifically politicians, who want to be, have worked hard to be part of history, and the scandalous things that they've been up to can ruin that.
Yeah.
Not that Bill Clinton already hasn't done a good job on himself
he
with
really
the Monica Lewinsky
done a
thing,
great
but
job.
This certainly isn't going to help if he's got, you know, more dirt out there
so people
to be uncovered.
Could definitely have had a reason to want this guy to be shut up
for
good.
And Trump was pictured with him many times, too.
And
so.
Who knows what, you know, if he had some real dirt on someone and was thinking to himself, maybe I can use this in a plea deal, like I'll give you the info about X, Y, or Z.
Oh, are you showing the picture?
Oh,
you got it in color. Oh, yeah. I only have it in
that was in the dude's house?
Yeah.
This is the painting of Bill Clinton? In
yes.
It? How bizarre. He's wearing a blue dress, by the way, everyone. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
And red heels.
He's like, he's in a chair sitting sideways with his legs and red heels
tossed
crossed
over,
over the arm. And then he's pointing at the camera. It's bizarre. What a bizarre painting. What a weird thing to have in your house.
Well, they were good friends, right, at one time.
I don't know
that
what to say to that.
Doesn't seem like something, a picture you'd have of a friend. Fun.
Seems like a knock at that friend.
It does. It doesn't seem like a flattering portrait of a former president.
Right.
Well, it was a bad falling out.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know what to say, but anyway, that's the latest. Is they're
like
doing the autopsy.
Wear a dress and heels once in a while. There's nothing wrong with it.
So, I guess going back to my childhood, the way you got grounded was you got grounded.
Yeah.
Like you were stuck in the house. You didn't get to go do the things you wanted to, and everything that you wanted to was outside.
Right.
Whether it was a party, the worst thing I got was my first concert was supposed to be Kiss.
Mm.
And I got grounded. I don't even remember exactly what I did.
Right. It's one of your little venues.
But I didn't get to go see Kiss.
Right. It was hard getting grounded. It sucked getting grounded. Mm-hmm. Like all the things that you know, it's not like you didn't have a computer in your room. You didn't have a phone.
Now we talk about having the Wi-Fi password and turning that off or confiscating someone's phone. And so with that said, here's the story of Dorothy.
Dorothy?
Mm-hmm. She's a 15-year-old girl.
Oh.
Her online handle is Thank You Next 327.
Oh, funny. So she's an Ariana Grande fan.
Her whole Twitter account is an ode to Ariana.
Oh.
It's like she loves her.
Oh, like a fan page.
Yeah, kind of.
All right.
Her mom recently took her phone away after she got distracted and started a fire in the kitchen.
Oh, boy.
So she was without her connection.
Oh, no, to the world.
To the world.
Right. So she wasn't grounded. She just had her phone taken away.
Well, that's grounded. That's my point.
Right.
Is now grounding
someone
is you get your phone pulled.
Right. All right.
because you weren't going to go outside anyway.
Right. And I suppose
go outside and do what?
if you had your phone taken away, but you were still allowed outside, you could probably log into your social media through one of your friends. Everybody else has a phone, so you just say, "Hey, can I have your phone for 5 minutes? I need to check on my own accounts."
That's the interesting thing that I'm learning now is there's not a lot going on out there in the streets. Like, you can't really find friends around.
Right, because they're all inside with their phone.
Well, or they've, you know, their parents have them booked up through the day to keep them busy because the parents are also busy.
Right.
So there's not a lot of lingering around the streets being able to get into somebody else's phone or stuff.
Not like it used to be, Vinny.
So anyway, after her mom took her phone away, she had to get creative to search out other ways to get online. First, she started tweeting from her Nintendo DS.
You can do that?
I guess. Then her mom realized what she was doing and took that away, too.
Oh.
Then she realized she could post from her old Nintendo Wii.
Oh. I guess you'd have to be a 15-year-old kid to realize that you could. Who knew you could post to Twitter from those things?
Yeah. A lot of time on your hands, I guess.
So bizarre.
A day later, she said she found out where her mom was hiding her DS.
Nintendo DS?
Oh, the DS, the first one, and took it back so she could respond to direct messages. But then her mom caught her again.
Oh, no.
So this little girl's been, you know.
So she's an addict.
She's going completely against her punishments, which is, you're supposed to take that stuff.
Yes.
You're supposed to take that and go, I'll meet you on the other side of right. Whatever it is,
but
2 weeks.
I'm smarter than you.
Well, and so she's working overtime here. So her mom caught her again and took away the DS. And at that point, she had no way to get online.
Oh, no. Poor thing.
Until she realized they have a smart refrigerator.
What's that?
Well, it's can get online.
An online refrigerator?
She started tweeting through her parents' smart refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
She said, quote, I don't know if this is going to tweet. I'm talking to my fridge.
Oh, my God. These people have to shut their whole house down.
She went radio silent after the first tweet was successful, and then she posted one more time the other day after it went viral that she was tweeting from her. So now here's a mom who's trying to punish this child for not paying attention and lighting the house on fire. And instead, this kid has found ways to continue.
Sounds like three or four different ways that you can get on Twitter without even having your phone. This is incredible.
So after she makes a successful tweet with the refrigerator, she went radio silent for a few days. Then she posted one more time the other day. But she'd gone viral. And she was thanking all the people for the support that this, you know, she's like, on the DS, then she's on the Wii, then she's on the refrigerator.
Is the second tweet also from the fridge?
Refrigerator. The second tweet was from the fridge, yes. Now, the hashtag Free Dorothy is trending.
Oh my God.
And Twitter's official account even shared it. So.
Oh my God.
Twitter is involved in undermining this mom as well.
Man. This is not
poor
right.
Mom. It's not. I agree, it's not right.
Yeah, don't support. It should be lock Dorothy up. Like, she just. I mean, it is funny. It's really.
Is it?
It's funny, but it's also kind of tragic.
This is like the kid that keeps breaking out of the house. My brother used to. This is one of the things that even I was like. Oh my God, Jan, you're actually a lunatic. He'd get grounded. My parents would say, you're in after school. And he'd go, yeah, how are you going to make that happen? Because I'm not coming home.
Right.
Bye. He'd get home at dinner and he'd get the beating that he was
due. Would still come home. That's amazing.
And then he'd be like, yeah, I'm still not coming home tomorrow, though. And he'd get another beating and it'd be like, this guy doesn't. He just walk into it.
He was a wild man.
He was it was like, and then he, you know, then the time he, you know, then he'd be like, all right, I'll be home, and he'd come home and then he'd just go right out a side door when no one was looking.
I'm pretty sure he's just in his room.
It's a full-time job punishing this kid.
Oh my God, it shouldn't be that hard.
It shouldn't. Especially if a beating's
involved.
We need
jail cells at our house. And you still have to pick them up from school. And I mean, oh, my God. If you knew you were going home to a jail cell, you'd be like, well, I'm not going there. I don't blame them.
I don't know. I think somewhere in you, you should feel like I'm going to serve my time.
Right.
And get
I'm
back
letting
in
my
good
parents,
graces.
I'm disappointing my parents.
Right.
Like it was, you know, it was important that my parents would still love and feed me.
And trust you.
But, right. Oh, boy. What an anarchist your brother was.
Well, and, you know, the story's not about my brother, but I'm just saying it's one of those things where, like, what's this mom going to do now? She's Twitter famous. She's got Free Dorothy.
Yeah.
Hashtag Free Dorothy's trending.
Twitter noticed her.
Ah.
Oh, boy. That is a that's a conundrum. Because what does this mother do?
Well, what Twitter should have done is said, help Dorothy's mom and suspended her account for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Twitter.
I mean, I guess that.
That's incredible. It's incredible. So now she has like, now she's viral, so she's got a zillion followers now?
I don't know. I don't know the
whole
deal.
She was just a regular kid before with, you know, however many, and now she's like.
Famous.
Does it say how many she has now?
I'm not looking at, it's just a story in the news. I don't have the Twitter handle. I don't pull Twitter up enough to.
My God. It's Ariana, what is it? Thank you, next, 364?
327.
327. Yeah, 327. Well, as of the other day, she had 79,000 likes.
Dude, that's a lot. I've never gotten 79,000 likes for anything. Have you?
79,000. How many followers does she have now? This is incredible.
It's kind
her
of
mother, she, her mother has made her famous. Right. It is, actually, because the lesson she's learning here is, you know, be devious.
Right. All right. So Yuzette brought this up. Who brought up foreplay earlier? Was it Yuzette?
I did.
Yeah.
Because it's Thursday.
Oh, right.
It's foreplay
leading
for
up
Friday.
To Friday, which is when it goes down.
34,000 followers.
Only 34,000?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so people can like something.
And retweet and it goes on and on.
I see. Without actually following the person. Mm-hmm.
So people were asked, how long do you spend on that?
Not long.
What's the appropriate amount of time?
I guess.
Besides, you know, you want to do it? Like that doesn't.
Ready.
Right.
Yeah, I guess I'm ready too.
Most people say 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking 5 minutes.
Yeah.
As an adult.
Yeah. If you're new in your relationship, then you probably spend more time than that.
Yeah, probably. You
know? I would if I could.
Yeah.
But my person's more of a, all right.
Let's do this thing.
Right. There's a particular, like,
move
routine.
On. Move on.
Yeah. Throw that thing already.
Where?
What is?
You know that
I do
that move girls have where they're like, yeah, but I'm just having so much fun.
Have some fun doing something else,
right?
Let's get this party started.
Mm-hmm.
People were asked how long they spend on that in particular. 5 to 10 minutes was 45%.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 20 minutes was 29%. Less than 5 was 14%.
Mm.
So that's like a couple pecks and
a
honk honk and
a kisses, a honk honk and a let's get down to business.
Let's get those pants off and let's do this.
Let's do this.
I wouldn't want to say no, but I don't like to be rushed. Like, man, we don't do this enough as it is.
Right.
And now you're pushing me along? God. Sheesh.
Well, listen, you're lucky to be here.
I know that.
Take advantage of what I'm willing to give.
Got other stuff to do.
Yeah.
But you really don't.
I just heard the dryer stop. I need to go fold those clothes.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
We've missed that sound. We've been making that music and I have
been
doing
that.
Oh, Bryn.
You know what? While you are still maybe contagious and should leave, we have missed you so much. You really, I don't know if you heard us, but we were singing your praises about how you've turned this particular seat in this studio into an art form.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Get out.
get your clothes and get out.
Let's see here. I'm just kidding, of course.
And Alex did a fine job.
Alex tried very hard. He's a good kid.
Yeah. 408 says, it's August. It's stripe bass season.
Oh. Imagine that. Who knew? I didn't know. I guess maybe my brother knew. Use the right lure. My brother caught this. Happy birthday, John, by the way.
Happy
I think he listens
John.
Right around now.
Hey, John. Big John. Happy birthday,
happy
buddy.
Birthday. He just caught the most enormous. I can't believe he threw it back. I'm like, bring that home. I'll gut it.
You will?
I will try. I've seen it done. Do the slit up the thing, killing out the guts and cut off the head. I mean, I'll try
messy,
and do it. I'm
going
to eat that thing.
Fish
I know.
Bones are
Listen,
weird.
I'm not. I don't want to. I'm sure there's places that'll fillet stuff for you, too. I'm sure he could have walked to a restaurant and been like, hey, look what I got.
Or maybe
we
just
cut this
a
up?
Butcher.
Sure, whatever. He's got to come prepared with a cooler and ice next time. He's got to.
Well.
That was, I can't, it's like a 20-pound striper. Like, he, oh, I could have been eating that.
You wouldn't have eaten that.
Are you kidding me? I would have totally eaten it. I'll eat any fish. Love fish.
510 says, Vinny, of course you hate a great comic book movie like Aquaman, because to you it makes your love of the ocean look stupid. Plus, you were never into comic books. I actually have really enjoyed all the Marvel movies as I've watched them from start to finish. There's a few stinkers. Like, I thought Thor was too shiny, too. And kind of over-the-top ridiculous. The first two, really.
I didn't see the second one.
But I felt like the third one, they really found... that character found its footing, and I enjoyed it a lot more.
Yeah.
And I think maybe Aquaman will get there. But
and you saw Endgame, right?
Yeah,
I loved it. He was great in that, isn't he?
He was really good.
I heard he's fantastic.
I thought it was too shiny, and it looked like outer space, not the ocean.
Right.
Whatever. Nicole Kidman was good, though.
She's his mom?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Anyway.
Well, she's good in everything.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
What's coming up in the trash?
Let me look here. I am going to start with what happened on this date 50 years ago. Also, I have an update on the Bam Margera thing. Guy from Jackass. And don't forget, at 8 o'clock, Greg Baldwin is coming in. Greg Baldwin is, he used to work here as a sales guy, and now he's a comedian. And so he's going to be sitting with us in the 8 o'clock hour.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.